Hello, and welcome to Creekside with Winona, a short audio fiction story by Curious Theater Collective. Creekside with Winona is told from the perspective of Mia, a young girl who discovers something wrong with the creek behind her house and sets out to make it better. Enjoy!
My name is Mia. I live in a yellow house by a creek with my mom and my dog, Rocket. Good boy. I know, I'm lucky, right? A dog and a creek and a yellow house and a mom that still reads me bedtime stories, even though she works all day and sometimes at night after I'm in bed. I've had to spend a lot of time by myself lately. Like, a lot. It's just been me and Rocket and my creek. Which is my favorite place in the whole world anyway, so I guess that's okay. But, oh, wow, I almost forgot! I also have a secret weapon. Do you want to know what it is? Here's a clue. Mom said this secret weapon would fight boredom and banish the blues. And that it was right up my alley because my nickname for myself is Mia the Conqueror. But anyone can use it. Did you guess? It's imagination. That's the secret weapon. Imagination. Although, I guess it's not a secret anymore. Anyway, I've been using my imagination to make up stories and to have conversations with all of the cool characters in the books my mom reads to me. And then I act out the stories in the backyard by the creek. This story is about Winona LaDuc, an awesome activist who works to protect the environment. Winona LaDuc is a real-life person, but I haven't really met her yet. I made up a story about Winona visiting me in my creek and teaching me about environmental activism. She even sings! Listen.
We are all a part of a web, delicate, spun from a single thread. We're interconnected.
I found this spray can floating downstream. Is this yours?
Sort of. It was. I accidentally knocked it into the creek when I was doing a project.
You didn't fish it out?
We got swept away. It's trash anyway. That can doesn't even work.
Where do you think the trash goes after it gets swept away?
Downstream? Rocket! I don't believe we've met yet. What's your name?
My name is Winona LaDuc. I've spent my career working to help other Native Americans like myself protect our land and culture.
Hi, Winona. I'm Mia. Welcome to my backyard. I don't think I've met anyone who is Native American before.
Well, I'm a descendant of people who lived on this continent before Europeans settled here. Traditionally, Native Americans have a special relationship with the earth. We know that when we take from nature, we must also give back. We need to do our best to protect the environment.
Cool. Oh, my mom gave me a phone, and it's supposed to only be for emergencies, but this is a knowledge emergency, so I'm gonna Google you right now. Oh my gosh! There's so much information! Let me look at this article. Winona LaDuc is an environmental activist. She started an organization called Honor the Earth to help take action against projects that endanger the earth, especially on lands that Native Americans have lived on for hundreds of years. Some of Winona's focus has been on renewable energy, sustainable food systems, and protecting waterways. Neat!
Are these yours too?
My boats! Arg, mateys! These are my pirate ships, for battling!
When you sail your boats and let them float away, they all get piled in the stream behind your neighbor's house. When it rains, the water backs up and floods her flower garden.
I didn't think about how my creek connects to Miss Peter's stream.
And Mrs. Peter's stream connects to Mr. Diaz's stream, and then to the little pond behind the Hendersons.
This water travels a long way, huh?
Did you know that many generations ago, When your great-great-great-great-grandmother was a little girl, people used to drink the water right out of this creek.
Wow, really?
You can't do that today, can you?
Nope.
The people upstream didn't think about how their actions could affect you and your creek in the future. What they put into the water up there has had an impact down here where you live. The water is no longer clean enough to drink.
Yeah, I noticed they're building a lot of new houses down the road. And sometimes after it storms, I see a lot of garbage and construction stuff in the water back here. Those people upstream need to think about what they're doing to my creek.
Oh, Mia, it doesn't make sense to think about my creek and your creek, my stream and your stream, when all of that water is connected, traveling downstream and downstream until it reaches the ocean. Who owns the ocean? We all do. Water is life. To honor and protect the waters is our responsibility.
White snow melts on the mountaintop, into the clear creek running down. Creek becomes the river. Hear it run in the forest. My soul sails in the ocean. Keep it clean for the animals. Keep it clean for our children. Follow that snow to the sea, collecting all that energy. Fish swimming in. My soul sails in the ocean. Keep it clean for the animals. Keep it clean for my children. Keep it clean for my children.
Let's take a moment now to think for ourselves. How will our actions today affect people in the future?
I've never really thought about that before. I'll try to be a better neighbor from now on. Thanks for picking up my trash. I mean, my boats earlier, Winona. So, what brings you all the way to my creek?
Like I said earlier, water is life. Everyone deserves clean water and to live in a healthy environment. Not too long ago, I fought against the Dakota Access Pipeline that was being built near the Standing Rock Reservation. It was a threat to the environment, culture, and land of the people of the Sioux Nation who lived downstream from the pipeline.
How did you fight?
One way was through protests, making people's voices heard. Water is life. Water is life. Water is life. Water is life. Another way was writing letters. Even kids wrote letters and then sent them to government officials and to news outlets. Some of those letters were published online so other kids and grown-ups could learn about the Dakota Access Pipeline and how concerned the kids were who lived near it.
What were they concerned about?
Oil spills. If the Dakota Access Pipeline broke, the oil would spill on the ground and into the water. Plants and animals would suffer and not be able to grow. And just like your creek, the river near the oil spill would be poisoned. And all of that mess would take a lot of time and money to clear up. Many Native American people feel strongly that water is the first medicine. To borrow a phrase from the Lakota language, Maniwachoni, water is life.
Oh my gosh! That sounds like a big problem. But my boats and garbage aren't a scary problem like an oil pipeline breaking. And we're a long way from North Dakota. I don't know if that problem is anything like my runaway pirate ships.
Mia, we are a part of everything beneath us, above us, and around us. Think about how your actions now will affect the generations ahead of you. When your great-great-great-great-great-grandchild and your neighbor's great-great-great-great-great-grandchild play at this creek, do you want them to be solving the problems you created with your trash?
No, I would never want to do that. Okay, I'll do a better job of keeping an eye on my boats. Oh, and maybe I could make a garbage patrol for the creek. Yeah, I'll vanquish all of the unwanted trash. I am Mia the Conqueror, after all. If I put my mind to it, I can do anything.
Great idea. Let's see if we can pick up any trash right now.
Excellent.
You know what I do when I'm cleaning and I need help staying focused? I sing.
My heart lives in the mountains. My soul sails in the ocean. Children, keep it clean for my children.
Much better. We don't want to leave our mess behind for other people to deal with, right? I don't want to leave problems for my descendants. I think about what kind of ancestor I am.
Yeah. Winona, look, there's still trash and other stuff coming from upstream. And we just cleared this whole spot. Ugh.
Yes, Mia. It can be very frustrating, and progress sometimes happens very slowly. What are some other tactics you can use to help keep your creek clean?
I don't know. How am I gonna get people to realize what a big problem this is? People like doing things the way they've always done them. Even if that means tossing litter wherever they feel like.
Get people to believe that change is possible. You have to keep trying, even if things don't go exactly how you want them to. Even a small step forward is still a step forward. And before you know it, you'll be surprised at how far you've come. Most importantly, tell your story. Tell the story of the creek.
That's right. If people don't know, things won't change. Bad stuff will keep happening to the environment, even small environments like my creek. Thanks, Winona LaDuke.
You have a voice, Mia. I bet you'll figure out how to use it.
We are all a part of a web, delicately spun from a single thread. We're interconnected from the day I was born into my family's arms. I became a part of the living web.
Thanks for listening to my story. Winona inspired me to take some action and do something about a thing that matters to me. This is what I have done so far. I wrote a letter about my creek and sent it to the mayor. I sent it to the newspaper, too. I asked my mom to email all our neighbors so we can figure out a way to work together and clean things up around here. I wrote this story that you're listening to right now and shared it with everyone who would listen. And I started taking responsibility for my trash, my toys, and everything I bring to the creek. I'm responsible. We're all responsible, right? Is there a problem with something that matters to you? How are you going to take action? Remember, you can always use your imagination to think things through, to dream of solutions, and to create stories like this to share with other people. Your story can encourage people to take action too. Change is possible. I'll see you around the creek. Bye for now. Rocky, come here. Are you in the water, buddy? Get out of the creek.
Thank you for listening to Creekside with Winona. Curious Theater Collective tells the stories of remarkable women through original theater programming, inspiring young audiences to follow their curiosity, persevere through challenges, and believe in the power of their imagination. For more information, please see our website, CuriousTheatreCollective.com. Creekside with Winona was written by the Curious Theatre Collective, Jessica Fleming, Julie Kaplan, Tamara Kissane, and Emma Nadeau, and recorded in the fall of 2020. It was directed by Jessica Fleming with sound design by Emma Nadeau. Mia is played by Marley Pergar McDonald. Winona is played by Rachel Leeson. This piece was recorded and produced on the unceded ancestral lands of the Eno, Lumbee, Shakori, Tuscarora, and Lenape tribes. Creekside with Winona is a fictional story inspired by the activism and environmentalism of the real-life Winona LaDuke. For more information, please see the links in the show notes. Thanks!